And it has been preached already this morning. So much. It is about our actions of faith, our stance of faith. Folks, you're going to be called out. You're going to be called out for your faith or for your lack of faith. How do you say that? Because it's true. I've been convicted so much in the last years about Jamie's faith. And this sermon was for Jamie, but put your name in that place. Okay? Man, it's so good to be a Christian. That goes without saying. Oh, and my title here is, Oh, Me of Little Faith. But I first had, Oh, We of Little Faith. But that's up to you. I know of Jamie. Oh, Me of Little Faith. What about you this morning? We think about, the faith of a mustard seed and how small that is. I just need a little bit. Mine needs to grow tremendously to get to the size of a seed of a mustard seed, size of a mustard seed. What about you? How big is your faith? How are you going to respond? Now, it's easy to sit here and think about how you're going to respond, isn't it? We're being called out, folks. I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but the Lord has stomped my heart. And this is a message for Jamie, and put your name in there. Do you want your faith to grow? Yeah, man, I do. Yeah, I'm church Sunday morning. Yeah, I'm here to get excited, to be encouraged, to lift my faith. Yet I'll go out this door and not show up again till next Sunday morning. I won't pick up my Bible till next Sunday morning. I won't study the Sunday school lesson till next Sunday morning. How is your faith going to grow like that? I'm asking you. Answer to yourself. Because this is not about stomping your toes. This is about stomping my toes. Dave will tell you, these sermons that a pastor gets, they hit home for a long time on most cases. And you might get it for 10 minutes. You might get it for 20 minutes. You might get it for whatever. This sermon this morning is for you to take home with you and to dwell upon this week. It is to stir your heart, to lift, where to find out, where is your faith this day? Where is your faith? Where is it? How big is it? Oh, my faith's big. We'll see some examples here. You know, this has become one of my favorite scriptures. And it's so easy. Isabella can quote it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. That's an easy one, isn't it? Do you believe it? Okay. Do you really believe it? Okay, go a step farther. Do you really believe it? Or I've just heard that my whole life. I just assumed it, you know. Anybody ever talk to you about, well, and you know where that's going. I trust in the Word of God. I want my faith to be based on that first scripture in the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And He did. Bottom line. Foundation built right there. In the beginning, God done this. Okay. Let us pray. Lord, we bow here before you. I thank you, Lord God, for your love and your mercy and your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for the unction to preach. I thank you, Lord, for the faith that you have showed here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that moves upon us. I pray right now, Lord God, that you move upon us. You take these veils from our eyes. You take these distractions that we keep in our lives. You help us to go beyond a Sunday morning service. Stir within us this day. Move upon us as only you can. Be in this world today. May we be about your business. I pray for our pastor this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we have him as our pastor. It has been said, if you have a pastor that preaches the word of God, you have a gem. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We pray right now for those that are sick and grieved this day. We ask you to move upon them, comfort them, guide them and direct them, and know there is hope beyond this life. Again, I ask for you to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name and amen. And everybody said, amen. 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 In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Do you believe that this morning? Do you really believe that? Okay, let's talk just for a minute. I laid in bed the other night, and just for hours, I was just meditating on the foundations that we stand upon, the foundations that our faith is built upon. Okay. Simple stuff for simple minds, right? Okay. What is that? It's a walnut. It's a seed. It's what goes in the ground to create a what? To make a what? What's this? A leaf. It's a sycamore, I know, but I couldn't find two of the same. I swear I went and looked for acorns and the deer's already eat them all. I couldn't find an acorn. So anyways, this represents a tree. This represents a seed. So what came first? God created the heavens and the earth and all that was therein. So I'm going with this. Amen. Created first. Amen. So what does this make? What falls from this in the fall? This. This comes next. So what comes after that? If this falls and goes in the ground, what happens? It germinates and it grows with dirt and by no help from man at all, without seed and dirt, we get a tree. So I'm building my foundation on one of these didn't just appear out of nothing. So as I was laying there in bed thinking about that, I thought, we need to try to comprehend nothing. What's in that circle right there? We see nothing, right? We see nothing. But you know what? There's a whole lot of stuff in there. There's oxygen in there. There's carbon dioxide in there. And there's a lot of other words that I can't say in there. But it's in there, correct? We know that. So those scientists that built a foundation that this was this just happened out of nothing, they know that there's something in there. They know it. Yet they won't admit it. The Word of God tells us He spoke it from what? Nothing. Only God can comprehend nothing. Now think about it. Now that's pretty deep stuff, don't you think? As they say, for such a shallow mind. But think about it, that's easy, isn't it? That's easy to know that a tree comes from a seed, isn't it? So my foundation, my faith in the foundation that in the beginning God created is pretty solid. I got some pretty good scientific, physical evidence right here. A leaf and a nut. Think about it. And yet they can talk for hours and hours and hours about splitting atoms and all that stuff, and I don't even know what they are. But they're in there. They're in there. So, do you really believe in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth? You know, it takes more faith to believe in nothing than it does to believe in something. Woo, that's good stuff, isn't it? Isn't that good stuff? And you know this is a shallow mind right here. So you know this come from the Lord. It didn't just pop into my head like my buddy's idea down the road there. It was implanted in my heart by the true and living God, from the source of everything, through Him in the person of the Holy Spirit, the Creator of all, the beginning of the Word of God visited Jamie as He visits you. Do you believe that this day? Do you believe that? And why is that so hard to believe? You know, I am believing that there is no such thing as an atheist, because an atheist believes in nothing. I think it is a choice. For an atheist not to believe in God, they got to know what not to believe. Think about that. I know in whom I believe. What about you this day? How is your faith this day, this minute, right now? And I'm still just getting started here this morning, folks. We're going to talk about a few examples of, oh me, of little faith. Matthew 6:30 says, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and is tomorrow cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe thee?" What does Jesus say right there? O ye of little faith. And He's talking to the guys that have been around Him. And He's talking to me right now. O me of little faith. And as I was studying through this and thinking about this, you know, only Jesus could say that. I can't say, "Claire, oh ye of little faith." And if I did, I would be making the standard my faith. And how big is my faith? Well, smaller than a mustard seed. How big is a mustard seed? It is small. Small, small, small. Matthew 8:26 says, I'm going to read 23. "And when He was entered into the ship, the disciples followed Him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But Jesus went to sleep. And His disciples came to Him and said, 'Awake, saying, Lord, save us, we perish.' And He saith unto them, 'Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?' And He arose and rebuked it. He spoke to my heart, 'Jamie, why do you let this bother you? Why does it concern you? Shot, no shot, mass, election fraud, blah, 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 blah.' He says, 'Jamie, oh ye of little faith, I know in whom I trust. I know who created the heavens and the earth. God's word tells me in the beginning He did. There's nothing on this earth that should weaken my faith.'"
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jamie, ye of little faith. How's your faith today? Matthew 16:8 says, And when the disciples, this is five, and the disciples were gathered on the other side and had forgotten to take bread, then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, it is because we had taken no bread? Which, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Why are we concerned so much that it hampers our daily lives, that it controls us? Hey, I'm telling you, it controls a lot of folks, including, oh me, of little faith. How's your faith today? Do you believe that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth? Do you? Now ask yourself that Tuesday afternoon. You haven't been in church for a while, whatever, you hadn't been in your word for a while, haven't prayed for a while. Ask yourself that. You'll be distracted and you have got caught up back into the daily grinds of this life. Oh, what are we going to do? Where are we going to get the money to pay that bill? What are we going to eat tomorrow? Where are we going to go? And I ain't speaking in tongues neither. How is your faith? Okay, let's go to some personal examples. Now, we've heard that directly from Jesus himself. Now, do you believe Jesus is who he said he was? Where's your faith on that? And he is. He is who he says he was. Oh, we of little faith, do we live like he is who he says he was? Do we live like we trust in whom he said he was? John chapter 20, verse 24, I think through 29. Yeah, I'm going to read this. But Thomas, we know Thomas, doubting Thomas. You know, I remember hearing that and thinking, well, now I know where they got that saying from. Well, you were doubting Thomas. Well, now I know where I got the saying. And I'm learning as more scripture I learn, a lot of sayings are from biblical background. Woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Where do you see that? Oh, it's all over the scriptures. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Now, we determine who Thomas was. One of the 12. So that was one that was in the circle with Jesus. That was the one that heard him preach. That's the one of them that saw him heal. That's the one that knew all there was to know about Jesus' ministry. Up front, personal, face to face, rubbed elbows with the King of Kings. Let's hear what his faith did. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Oh, Jamie of little faith. Oh, Thomas of little faith. And wouldn't you, sitting there where you're at, think Thomas should have an abundant amount of faith? He was eyewitness to a lot of stuff. And after 8 days again, the disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace unto you. Put yourself right now, in Thomas's shoes. You're in Thomas's place right now. Now go there. Go there in your mind. Go there. You're Thomas in the presence of the Lord right now. And having said, I won't believe that until I can touch and feel and see. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Think about that. Lord, forgive me for my lack of faith. That's each one of us, folks. Amen. Every last one of us. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And sure, when we're in the presence of the Lord, we're going to do that. And we're going to be humbled. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that he was born of a virgin birth? Do you believe that he lived a sinless, I repeat, sinless, not as the world tries to say he had sin, but he lived a sinless life. Do you believe that this day? Amen. Is that part of your foundation today? Do you put your faith in the perfect, sinless life of Jesus today? And that he died for your sins. Do you believe that today? That he died for your sins. Not their sins, because I don't have any. I'm a pretty good guy. I don't need that stuff. No. I'm humbled to be able to bow in the presence of the Lord since the veil was rent. I can go directly to God through the blood of Jesus, through his finished work. I can cry out to him, oh God, hear my prayer this morning. Oh God, stir my heart this morning. Oh God, search my heart this morning. Knowing that he hears because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of his death, burial, and his resurrection. Where is he sitting right now? The Word of God says that he is sitting on the right hand of the Father, and what's he doing? He's making intercession for each and every one of you and me. Praise the Lord. That's what it's about. Where is your faith? How is it this morning, young man? How is your faith this morning? Do you trust Jesus fully and completely? Yes, yes, you do. It's not limited to the people that just go to church on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, and all the other ones. It's for those that accept and receive. How is your faith, O ye of little faith, this morning? I pray this is speaking to your hearts as it has spoke to mine. We just finished up with Thomas there. Acts chapter 7, verse 54 through 59. We're going to talk about Stephen. You know who Stephen is? Stephen was preaching the gospel in the court, and the Pharisees didn't like what they was hearing. His faith was called out, don't you think? You think you could find a place where you could go start preaching the gospel and they would mock you and they would run you out? Sure you could. And sometimes it's in a church. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. Where is our faith? Church people. As folks call us, church people. You know you're a member of a hate group. It's on the national register. Yeah. As we're a hate group, you're a terrorist. Fifty-four through 59 says, Acts 7, 54 through 59 says, and when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. They didn't want to hear what he said. Why did they not want to hear? Why does the world not want to hear the truth? It reveals our sin nature. So those that are living alternate lifestyles, those that choose to be something that they're not, they know that the truth is that's wrong, because where do we get our truth? It didn't pop into my head. Hey, you're wrong because it popped into my head. It's wrong because thus saith the word of the Lord. Jesus says it is written. How is your faith this morning? Where is your faith this morning? In the word of God. As our pastor preaches to us. And he's got a series coming. Mind you, do you want your faith to grow? I'm just going to say this. Do you want your faith to grow? It's not going to grow sitting at home. It's not going to grow not praying. It's not going to grow not reading. It's not going to grow doing anything but seeking the Lord. It's going to grow when we study His Word. It's going to grow when we gather together to pray. It's going to grow. And mind you, again, it's not about you coming in here and me and believing what I tell you. It's about us gathering together, seeking His Word, seeking His truth. Not my truth, because my truth popped into my head. God's Word I want instilled in my heart. And I put my faith in that. What about you this morning? Stephen. 54 through 59. It says, and when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. There's a lot of gnashing going on right now. And we're doing some of it. Ouch. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, man, isn't it good to be a Christian? You know what one of the benefits of getting saved is having the Holy Spirit. And that's God Himself within us. Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. How was his faith? He wasn't looking around at those that berating him. He wasn't looking around with fear of what they were going to do to him. He was looking steadfastly into heaven. His faith was of a mustard seed. He knew where his faith lies. And said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then he cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. They were shutting him up. How often do we shut ourselves up? Oh, me of little faith. And cast him out of the city and stoned him. That was mentioned this morning about taking him out in a parking lot and beating him with rocks. I think Dave mentioned something about that. Beating him with rocks. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. You know what? He knows, and I hope you know this too, as a Christian, death is not a disaster. It is not. The disaster and the tragedy is the second death. It is eternity in hell. Folks, we got to live like that. We got to put our faith on that foundation. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not their sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He died. I think it was mentioned also this morning about we would be God, revenge my death and destroy those people. Stephen's faith was big enough to ask God to forgive them. Amen. As Moses interceded, as we saw, for the Israelites this morning. Oh, Jamie, a little faith. What about you all this day? How is your faith? How is your faith? Hebrews chapter 2. Well, no, one more. So, now we're going to talk about building our faith, ways for it to grow, to strengthen. Do you want your faith to grow? That's the first thing you got to do. It's all about the want to. That's anything we do in this life. If you want to do something bad enough, you'll do it. Can you argue with that? Nope. You'll do it. One way or the other, you'll do it. If your body doesn't allow you, you'll make a way. And be thankful if your body does allow you. We're wasting a lot of time if we're not doing things we could, because our body does allow us. Guilty, man, I'm guilty. I'm standing up here the guiltiest man in the room. So don't think I'm pointing fingers at anybody. Okay? Please know that. Guiltiest guy here. But anyways, there is a purpose for everything. How's your faith in trusting God in that? I'm going to read right here in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. We know that's a tree and a nut. Pretty simple, but awesome. It cannot survive without God. Dirt, without His creation. It would have not started. This couldn't be without this, and this couldn't be without that. So, how'd it start? God created. Okay. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Everything we see supports another, supports creation, supports God. Even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That's us, folks. In the world, I've accepted that that's true, that that's fact, that that's real. I put my faith in that. So that is their excuse, that deny the deity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the infinite one, the source of everything, the creator of the first tree that dropped the first nut to the ground. And it continues on, and continues on, and it continues on. Why? Because God done that. How's your faith today? Hebrews chapter 2, I'm about done. Hebrews chapter 2, we'll read verses 1 through 3. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I need a continuous meal of the Word of God. I need continuous companionship of folks of like mind for my faith to grow. Do you agree with that this morning? Do you agree with that this morning? Do you really agree and believe that this morning? Do you want your faith to grow? The garden needs tilled once in a while. The garden needs watered once in a while for it to be productive, for it to grow. And think about this now. I'm talking about y'all, but I need to grow so I can help you grow. And you need to grow so you can help me grow. It's not a one-man band thing. It's not a solo thing. It's a participation event. I hate to say sport. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How can we escape? And he's talking about escape from hell. Escape from the second death. Escape from the tragedy of living eternally separated from God. How's your faith today in Jesus? How can we choose not to want our faith to grow? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them? This is the inspired word of God. Do you believe that this day?
Amen.
This is the inspired word of God. Do you believe that this day? And I'm going to ask it one more time. This is the inspired word of God. Do you believe that this day?
Amen.
Okay. Fully and completely. Fully and completely. Just one more. Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to read verses 23 through 25. And focus right now. Yes. Yes, Jamie. Yes, Lord. Yes. I want my faith to grow. Hear what the Word of God says. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Now He's talking about our faith, because His faith is perfect. His faith is unending. His faith will never weaken. His faith will never change. So let us hold fast to the faith that we profess. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works. Claire, man, I'm glad to see you here this morning. I'm glad to be in church with you today. I thank the Lord for your support, your encouragement for my life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank the Lord for you too.
That's encouragement. And how can I do that without being right here?
Right.
I can send him a text. Hey, text me. But there's nothing like looking my friend in the eye.
Amen.
And saying, I appreciate you, what you've done for the Lord, and how you encourage me. We need that.
Yes, we do. I need it.
So how does our faith grow? Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. He's telling us right now is when we really need to gather together to grow spiritually, for our faith to grow, to encourage one another. As what day is approaching, we can see that day. That day's not out there now. That day is right there. The prophecy is showing us that the Lord's time is here. How's your faith today? Are you ready for that? Are you? I hope he waits a little longer. I'm ready to go. What about you? Okay. You guys want to come and get a song? I pray that this is spoken to your heart today to help us to take a look within and quit looking without.